T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can erase one play in NFL history. What would it be? The Tuck Rule from 86-55. Yeah, that one's gross. I mean, that could have altered the Patriots franchise and the dynasty that they have created. That play alone in the AFC title game against the Oakland Raiders. My goodness. Yeah, if I took it outside the Saints, it would be the Tuck Rule. And nobody knew that that rule was even on the books. Another one says, everyone blames Marcus Williams alone for the play, but Cam Jordan shares blame for pulling up on the QB when he had a sack or a batted down pass. Well, I saw that. I went back and looked at that because immediately after the whole Marcus Williams Saints-Vikings game, everybody was trying to criticize Cameron Jordan too. I don't see it. I didn't see it that way because I think he was bending back in order to try to get a better angle at the quarterback after he had already stepped up in the pocket. So I don't think Cam Jordan was pulling up intentionally. I think he was just trying to play the leverage game and ultimately get to the quarterback. Bledsoe getting hurt. Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah, because if Bledsoe doesn't get hurt, there's no Tom Brady. There's probably no Patriots as we know them today. Bledsoe getting hurt. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. I mean, again, I forgot all about that. Let's see. LSU wins 4 games at best. Ogeron fired. Hugh Freeze hired as a head coach. I don't see LSU touching Hugh Freeze whatsoever. But 4 games? If LSU wins 4 games? Let me tell you something. If Ed Ogeron is, he'll be fired for sure. But he shouldn't be the only one that's fired if LSU wins 4 games. Joe Oliva should be gone. I mean, come on. You can't, if that plays out, my goodness, LSU fans are going to be live on that. They will be very hot with the LSU football program. Going to have Archie Manning, former Saint great, in a few moments. Former Saints quarterback. He's on the line with us right now. Archie Manning, former Saints quarterback and legend, Saints Hall of Famer. Obviously, got the Manning Passing Academy coming up. Archie, tell us a little bit about that. And you got, I think, something new this year, a women's clinic, right?
We have added a women's clinic at the end. We start out this Thursday, the 21st, our 23rd year, the Manning Passing Academy, our 14th year up at Nicholls State in Thibodaux. So that goes Thursday through Sunday. We'll have, as usual, right around 1,200 kids there from all. I think we're coming from 46 states in Canada this year. And then we got a little something new starting on Monday. We have a clinic that evening for ladies and girls, and a little clinic, a little session on the fields with a football camp on Tuesday of next week. So that's something new, and we'll see how that goes.
Archie, what's your favorite part of the camp?
Well, I'm being selfish. I guess the favorite part is that it guarantees me 4 days with my boys. we kind of spread out and live around the country a little bit, so they're here. We stay in an apartment together there right on campus and have a lot of fun. Like I guess we've been doing it for a long time. But I think actually what's really fun, and sometimes people have a little misconception about our camp. It's not like an AU basketball camp or somewhere. There are prospects there and 4-star and 5-star and all that. This our mission and having a quarterback receiver camp is to enhance the high school football experience. And we're not trying to turn them into pros. We're not worried about who goes to college. We want them to enjoy their days and their experiences as a high school quarterback and a high school receiver. So that's kind of our mission there for the 4 days. And we do it on the field 3 times a day, in the classroom, lecture series at night. And we just have a heck of a lot of fun with it.
Legendary Archie Manning here on Saints Radio, WWL, and Archie obviously talking about the Manning Passing Academy that's coming up. And I asked you about, you know, what do you love the most about the camp, and what did you do for Father's Day yesterday?
Well, I had a good day. We went to church. I talked to two of my sons, who one was out in Denver and they had just gotten home from a long trip, and the other one, they just finished their, like the Saints, their OTA practice last week. So he's up in the New York area. But I'm gonna, like I said, I'm going to see them this week. They're coming in for the Passing Academy. My son Cooper lives here with his family. And we got together with them late yesterday afternoon and had a great time.
What's Peyton up to these days?
Busy. Peyton's busy. He's been out of the country on a trip. Does a lot of corporate speaking. He seems like it's one thing and another. He's doing really good. He's just doing a lot of different things and moving around, traveling a good bit. And so we'll look forward to seeing him this week when he comes in. He loves this camp. It was really his idea 23 years ago. He was a junior at Tennessee, and he wanted to start it. And he's never missed a minute of it, as has Eli. Of course, Eli was a camper the first 4 years. you know, we've been doing it so long. Cooper was right out of college. So we've been at it a long time, and it's fun to get the boys here, but I'm proud to say it. I think that's one reason we've been successful. None of them have ever missed a minute of the camp. They've always been here 100% of the time.
That's pretty special. Look, this is a conversation, Archie, that I get into every once in a while. People ask me, and I'm just curious. Has Peyton ever expressed any interest in being in the front office like John Elway in Denver?
Yeah, you know, I think he has. He's got a lot of friends in front office, so he's had some teams that have allowed him to come in and spend some time with them, kind of see the day-to-day operation. He was at the draft with one of the teams. He was in with all the scouts, one of the teams. And so a little bit on the inside and seeing how that comes together. And it's something I think he's explored a little bit.
Archie Manning here on Saints Radio. And Archie, the Saints are obviously a hot topic, and the fan base is super excited about this season and the expectations around this team. Do you think they're a Super Bowl caliber team?
Oh, they are a Super Bowl caliber team. They were last year, and you know, unfortunate thing in a playoff game. But the improvement was a vast improvement last year. A great draft with some young players who came in and helped them. Some other players they picked up. They for the first time in about 4 years, really got their defense where it could help their offense out, and you know, some new young players on offense too. So there's a lot of talent on that team. Now there's talent on some other teams too. So the key is to stay healthy, and you just a lot of years you just have to be fortunate to do that. But the Saints have a good blend of a lot of veteran players, some good young players. Hopefully, it's another good draft, and some people will contribute. But the Saints, I think, have a chance to have a great year.
Archie Manning, the legend here on WWL, and Archie, just tell folks about what you got coming up in the Manning Passing Academy, the ladies and the girls clinic, and also the dates and for campers.
Well, we'll start this Thursday, the 21st, and our camp's made up of, as I said, almost 1,200 campers. We've coming from different parts of the country. We have a staff of about 120 that's coaching these kids. Probably another 50 people on the staff that do a lot of other duties that it takes to make this thing go. One kind of exciting thing about our camp: out of those 120 coaches, 40 of them are starting college quarterbacks. So that's the kids love those guys. Now those guys come in and they coach our kids, but also Peyton and Eli and some of the pro people we have there work with them too. They have three different times on the field where they throw, work out, have some classroom sessions. So the college kids seem to like that, get something out of it. Now, and we kind of have a finale on Saturday night, what we call Saturday Night Lights. We allow the Nicholls State Athletic Department to sell tickets, and they fill up the stadium there, come in and watch what first of all, it's kind of a passing exhibition by our college quarterbacks and some camp receivers. And then we have a contest, a quarterback challenge with our college quarterbacks throwing at targets and kind of see who wins the grand prize. So So that ends, we finish up with our final practice on Sunday morning. And then this year, as I mentioned before, we're having the first annual inaugural Women's and Girls Football Clinic. And that'll be Monday at starting at 5 o'clock and finishes up Tuesday with some on-field work.
Archie Manning, looking forward to seeing you guys down there in Thibodaux.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. We'll step away and come back for Delco and Berwick. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.